This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
This morning, we are featuring Our Lady of Fatima School, located in Hopewell Township, Beaver County. It was founded back in 1956 and run by our Sisters of Mercy. Our Lady of Fatima School began with three grades. One grade was added every year throughout until there were eight in total. And today, Our Lady of Fatima School educates children preschool through eighth grade who come from various school districts, including Hopewell, Aliquippa, Beaver, and Quaker Valley. The school is committed to a program that seeks knowledge and practice of Catholic faith, academic excellence, and moral courage. And this morning, my guests are a mother and daughter family, Melissa Cantanzerite, who teaches third grade at Our Lady of Fatima School, and her daughter, Mina, who just finished the sixth grade. Melissa and Mina, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Melissa, you recently completed your 18th year of teaching at Fatima. Tell us about the different grades that you taught and why it's such a special school. That's wonderful to be 18 years in Catholic education.
Yes, I began in preschool, teaching preschool 3 and 4 year olds for about 6 years. And then I moved to kindergarten and was there for about 8 years, I think. And then recently I moved to third grade. I just finished my fourth year in third grade.
So you like the little tykes, right?
Yeah, downstairs.
Yeah. Now, Mina, you were taught by your mom not once, but twice back in kindergarten when she was your kindergarten teacher and then at third grade. What was it like to have your mom as a teacher? Because you don't hear that too often.
No, I think it was really cool. I think she like pushed me a little harder, I guess, than other students. I liked it.
And Melissa, what was it like having Mina sitting in the desk every day?
It was pretty good. She's a good girl, so we had a lot of good days. We maybe had one bad day, but they were few and far between. And she was a good helper, and I relied on her.
Like a little teacher's aide.
Yeah, especially in kindergarten, because she had been coming to the school for her whole life before coming to kindergarten. So she knew where everything was at and where to go and who to ask. And so if I ever needed anything, she was my go-to girl. I could send her off and not worry about where
she
went.
So when she was in kindergarten, it wasn't like anything new because she was always coming to school with you.
Right,
you
know, yes.
Take your kid to work day. It was every day, right?
It's every day, yes.
But that's really special. Now, were the students, the kids, were they different in the classroom with me, with your daughter being in the classroom? Was it different or did they just treat her like a regular, another student?
They treated her pretty fairly. And I had Vincent in kindergarten and Gianna in kindergarten.
Your other two children, yeah.
Yes, and when the kids wanted to do something extra fun or extra special or a little extra recess or more playtime, there was always, go ask your mom, go ask your mom. You know, they would kind of go to them to get special favors when they wanted something.
And Mina, did your classmates and friends, did they joke around with you about, oh, your mom's your teacher, you get special treatment or you get better grades? Was that ever an issue with your friends or other students?
No.
Yeah. And I remember when I was a student at St. Norbert's School in Overbrook back in the many, many years ago, my friend Fred, his mom, Mrs. Geithner, was the teacher at the school. So I remember that. But that doesn't happen too often. But I think that's just a neat family-oriented thing, too.
Yes, we have another teacher at our school in fifth grade, Mrs. Shields, and her son is also in our school. He's going to second grade, and she has a preschooler. And our gym teacher has two kids in our school
Well. And that's one thing about the Catholic school system. It's such a family-oriented. Literally, with the teachers are able to have their kids get a good quality Catholic education, that really sets a tone for the whole class. Would you agree?
Yeah, we always refer to being at school as being with our Fatima family. And everybody looks out for each other and for each other's children. And you know, we might be at Mass and, you know, I'm closer to another kid that's getting sick, but not in my grade, you know, and I would step in, or another teacher would do the same. Or if, you know, anytime anybody needs something, there's never any question. It's always, what do you need? I'll do it. Let me know. You know, everybody wants to help out and genuinely cares for each other.
They'll look after each other. It's okay, let's all hands on deck, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Now, we also mentioned about your son Vincent and your daughter Gianna that went through Fatima. What's it like to be both a teacher, but you also have to put your mom hat on too at the same time? How do you?
Yeah, the teachers were all pretty good, especially when the kids got upstairs, because our upstairs is fourth to eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't see them as much, but, you know, they would come to me if there was an issue or a problem. And you know, the kids didn't even have the rest of the day to figure anything out, because I knew right away, you know, and they were in trouble. And, you know, I always supported the teachers and made sure that, you know, anything that needed to be done got done. But, you know, those were also few and far between. You know, they're pretty good.
Pretty good on that. Now, Mina, what do you like best about Our Lady of Fatima School?
It's like the classes. They're, like, really good. You get there's a lot of activities you can do and clubs you can be in.
Are you in any clubs or activities?
I play basketball and soccer.
Basketball and soccer.
And I was in English Festival and Science Fair and Forensics.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like you have a nice little variety of sports plus the academics, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And keeps you busy, too.
Yes. Huh?
Now, Melissa, as a third grade teacher, you cover a lot of subjects. What do you teach the students, and what are the favorite subjects?
I teach them reading and language arts, math, science, social studies, religion, of course, and health and spelling. Yeah, I was trying to think. I enjoy teaching math.
Math?
Yes, mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
So being in the lower grades, you kind of have to have a forte for, like, usually the upper grades, there's like a math teacher or English teacher, they specialize. But the lower grades, how do you keep up with all the coverage of all the different classes? I think that would be kind of challenging.
Yeah. It's challenging, but there are a lot of resources out there for teachers, and, you know, a lot of talking and working with other teachers to get a lot of good ideas and trying things that work and getting rid of the things that don't. I guess it's just what I'm used to.
You're just so used to doing that, yeah.
Right, yeah.
No, was it different, a drastic change going from kindergarten to the third grade level, or is it similar?
Yeah, the kids, it's similar, but the kids are a lot more, obviously, independent.
Oh, yeah.
Can do a lot more, and you can talk to them a lot more than, and they get jokes, and, you know, but they're still at an age where they care, and they want to please you, and
they're still in that little kid mode versus the bigger kid mode, so to speak. Yeah. Now, Mina, I understand you have many friends at your school. What do you like to do with them?
I like to play with them at recess, and sometimes after school we like hang out and stuff.
Now, since we're now in July, we're in the middle of the summer and you're off for school, you still play with a lot of your school friends? You still get together? You play basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what other things have you been doing over the summer?
They're in a basketball. The basketball team, the varsity's in a summer league at Hopewell.
Okay. So they keep busy.
Yeah, they're playing once a week on Wednesday nights against some public schools.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting a lot of experience and more time together.
Not bored, are you, right? It's nice to be off over the summer.
Yeah.
Now, when I was the pastor at St. James in Swickley for 6 years, I would come over to Our Lady of Fatima a lot for meetings. It's right there on Broadhead Road, and mm-hmm. you're kind of like in the middle of everything in Hopewell Township, mm-hmm. and you're not too far from Monaca, the Beaver Valley Mall. It's very easily accessible, mm-hmm. Even to like on the border of Moon Township and Crescent, right. too.
Yeah, it's quick to get to Robinson and the airport and, you know, Monaca. And
so the various school districts, Quaker right. Valley, they come across the river, right. Aliquippa, Hopewell,
Central Valley.
Beaver, Central Valley.
We have some Central Valley, yep.
You're like right in the center. Mm-hmm. Now, your home parish is St. John's in Monaca.
Yes.
And you're part of the grouping with Fatima, and Father yes. Martin Bartel is your administrator.
Right.
And Father Martin was... he's a Benedictine priest at St. Vincent's, and I went to St. Vincent's Seminary in Latrobe. Mm-hmm. And when I was in the seminary 22 years ago, Father Martin was the president of mm-hmm. St. Vincent College. So he's a great guy.
He's very
a wonderful priest in that area.
Mm-hmm. Very knowledgeable, very wonderful. He really is always, you know, looking out for the school and seeing what he can do to help the school succeed and reaching out to the different parishes in our grouping to mm-hmm. all coordinate our efforts.
And the parishes are all helping to support
yes,
the school. They
yes.
they promote the various events, the mm-hmm. fish fry and the festivals
yes.
and
yes.
The various school activities.
Right,
too.
And the script, we do the mm. shop with script mm-hmm. at the other parishes.
Support. That's the gift
yes.
card program.
Mm-hmm.
So they promote them at all the masses mm-hmm. and the church vestibules and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mina, when you're playing with your friends, they're coming from the various different school districts, too. They're not just
yeah.
all from Hopewell or
yeah.
Central Valley, right?
Yes.
And even over the summer, you still stay in touch with them, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Melissa, over the summer, I guess you keep busy keeping up with the school, cleaning out the school classrooms
yes.
and
yeah,
different
I still need to clean
too.
Up my room a little bit more. And, you know, I help with the PTG. I'm a consultant for the teachers towards the PTG, and I also am the concession coordinator for the Athletic Association.
Uh-huh.
So I keep busy and, you know, staying in touch with everybody and keeping things getting ready for the following mm-hmm. school year.
So now that we just celebrated the 4th of July, it's going to be August before you know it, and
yeah.
you'll be setting up your classroom, and
right.
at the end of August, you'll get back to the bells will be ringing,
back
right?
to it, yes.
Yeah. And Mina, you'll be going into 7th grade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll be moving up the ladder there in just mm-hmm. two more years. And before you know it, she'll be graduating, big 8th grader. Well, that's
it's
great.
It's hard to go from 4 in your building to 2.
We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator of the Catholic Community of the East End of Pittsburgh, which is the parishes of St. Bede and Point Breeze, St. Charles the Wonga in the East End, and St. James in Wilkinsburg. And this morning, on this first weekend of July, we're featuring Our Lady of Fatima School, located in Hopewell Township, Beaver County. And my guests this morning are a mother and daughter, Melissa Cantanzerite and her daughter, Mina. Melissa is a third grade teacher, and Mina just completed her 6th grade at Our Lady of Fatima School. And Melissa, for the first round, we were talking over the break here in between the commercials about what is so special about Fatima School.
I think what's special about Our Lady of Fatima School is the close-knit community, the knowing that everybody's looking out for you and for your kids and making sure that everybody's taken care of. Mm-hmm. Also, the faith aspect of it, we try to instill and teach the children about God and His path and living your life as Jesus did and really instilling that every day into the kids and when they're making their choices for schoolwork or social activities or sporting events, just anything that they can do that they're remembering that they're a child of Christ and how to behave.
So the environment is very Christ-centered, family-centered, that loving, nurturing environment. Yes, it's important to learn the math, the reading, mm-hmm. the sciences, the computers, but the religion and the faith, the morals, the values, mm-hmm. the politeness of it. That's what makes it the Christ-like centered, family-centered.
Yes.
Yeah. And Mina, I understand that with your friends in school, you're looking forward to the seventh grade too.
Yeah.
And having your mom teach mm-hmm. is really neat. And I understand your youngest sibling, Sophia, will be going into second grade, right?
Yes.
So Vincent and Gianna, Mina and Sophia, all four mm-hmm. have gone through early Fatima school. That's very special.
Yeah, Sophia's the only one I didn't have in kindergarten, mm-hmm. and she's not letting it go. How come I didn't have you? When do I get to your class? You know, and I said, one more year.
One
she's
more
right
year.
Across the hall this year.
You'll
so,
have her.
Yeah.
You'll be seeing her every day, too. You know?
Right.
Yeah. And then Mina will be upstairs with mm-hmm. the seventh graders.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, Melissa, the Catholic education is so special, about your fellow teachers, their experience and dedication. It's not just a job, but this is a way of life for your fellow coworkers.
Oh, absolutely. They just give 110% every day. Mrs. Shields, our fifth grade homeroom teacher, she has done so much to bring STEM and robotics to our school. She's applied for grants and different things and has made quite an amazing computer lab with a robotics program in it that she's just does on her own time. And she also does our website, our Facebook. She's helps chair events for the PTG. She's always making donations. So she is just a wonderful asset to our school. But all the teachers help out. They help out with different fundraisers for PTG and different after-school activities. We have a lot of those. And the teachers just step right up and, you know, offer to do anything. And keeping the kids in the school and making sure that they're having a good time and learning.
So it's the teachers are not there like 7 to 3. They come in and then they leave. There's a vested interest there at Our Lady of Fatima School.
Oh, definitely,
you know,
yes.
They stay after. They're very dedicated. The extra, like the sporting events, the games, the mm-hmm. concession stands.
Yes, we have two teachers that started an art club this year after school.
Oh, wow.
We have teachers that are a teacher that does student council. We have teachers that do English festival. We have different teachers that do the science fair. And
just a lot of different
activities. And our principal, Mrs. Martin, brought in a hip hop class once a week. She
what's that? A hip hop class? Is that like a music dance? Or?
Dance, yeah. They
okay.
Somebody from a dancing school comes in and teaches hip hop. She's actually a parent.
Oh wow!
And she teaches hip hop. And then another day during the week, there's a jiu-jitsu class that from a local martial arts studio that comes in, and the kids can sign up to do that as well after school.
Now, the motto of Our Lady of Fatima School is where faith and knowledge meet. And
yes.
I can just, from what you're describing with the faith aspect of it, the prayers, the mass, the mm-hmm. priests coming in to help out, the
right.
knowledge, they kind of combine together. That's
right.
a beautiful motto for the school.
We're lucky to have so many priests in our grouping, to see so many different priests from each parish individually, but they all come in to do different First Friday Masses that we go to every week. And the children have been a lot more involved in the liturgy this year with Father Martin has, you know,
that's
brought
great.
Them in.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just doing First Friday Mass, every Friday is
every
done
Friday?
By the class.
Great.
Yes,
yeah.
And everybody attends. And the eighth graders do a lot with the Stations of the Cross and the second graders and eighth graders with their sacraments.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all intertwined to every aspect of their volunteering at Fish Fries and, you know, helping out and being church buddies with the littler kids for Mass and
the
partnering.
The kids are buddies with the little
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, and, you know, yeah. So any time that you are in the school, it's not like, oh, my gosh, here comes a big kid. You know, that they're like, hey, and they're giving them hugs and asking how their day is. It's just such a sense of community and family. And we always, you know, it is truly a Fatima family.
That's incredible. And I understand you were the 2018 awardee for the Golden Apple Award.
Yes,
so congratulations.
I was. Thank you very much. It was a big honor.
The Pittsburgh Catholic newspaper featured the Golden Apple awardees for this year. Mm-hmm. And I was there in attendance. For one of the teachers at St. James in Swickley, Linda Rosano. And what a wonderful program. The Golden Apple Award honors outstanding teachers. And for you to be an awardee last year, that's a phenomenal achievement. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. I was very honored.
And it's great for Our Lady of Fatima School to have a teacher like you to be dedicated 18 years in Catholic education.
And yes, my husband and I went to Catholic school, St. John's in Menaka, growing up. And then, so it was just a natural fit for us, for our kids.
And then all four of your children going through. That takes like a commitment and a testament to your belief in Catholic education. Do you think because you and your husband were a product of Catholic education growing up, now you can pass that on to your four children?
Yes, definitely. You know? Yeah. I want them to experience it and know what a value it is, and that hopefully that they'll pass it on to their children.
And Mina, do you like going to school there at Our Lady of Fatima?
Yeah. Yes.
And you think your mom's a good teacher? Think she well deserved of getting the Golden Apple Award last year? You cheered her on, huh? And for those who are interested in learning more about Our Lady of Fatima School, once again, they're located right there on Broadhead Road in Hopewell Township, Beaver County. Their phone number is 724-375-7565. That's 724-375-7565. Our Lady of Fatima School, located in Hopewell, Beaver County. And Melissa, there are people at the school over the summer. People want to come in for tours.
Absolutely. Mrs. Conti, the secretary, is there. Mrs. Martin's there. Mm-hmm. We also have a Facebook page, Our Lady of Fatima Catholic School, is where you can find us on Facebook. And our website is www.OurLadyOfFatimaHopewell.org.
Our Lady of Fatima Hopewell. Okay, great. And that's good to check that out, too.
Yes, please.
And over the summer, I come over and shop around and take a look at the school see the building and the campus, too.
Yes. So,
and like I said earlier, even though we're in the first week of July, the end of August will be here very shortly, right?
Right. We just started planning. We've had two food truck nights in this past school year, and we just set up some dates for the first one will be August 23rd. It's a Friday night. So we're hoping it's a great back-to-school night and getting people from the community involved with the school.
Food trucks. That sounds good. Yeah. Mina, like to eat? You like to eat that good food?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, mother and daughter on our show this morning. Very special. Melissa and Mina Katanzarite from Our Lady of Fatima, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring Quivatos Days. This will be held in a couple weeks, July 17th through the 19th. Be held at the SNPJ Recreation Center in Newcastle, Lawrence County. And the retreat is, What Does It Mean to Be a Catholic Man? It's a three-day event open to high school men ending their freshman year to seniors graduating. And it features an opportunity to grow in faith and understand and discern God's plan for these lives. It features mass, talks, adoration, fraternity, and sports. The retreat only costs $45, and there's also scholarships available. If you'd like to attend the Quivatos Days, again, that is July 17th through the 19th in Newcastle at the SNPJ Recreation Center. It's open to high school men, those who just finished freshman year, all the way up to those senior year, getting ready to graduate. What does it mean to be a Catholic man? Quivatos Days, dynamic talks, mass, sports, brotherhood, July 17th through the 19th. If you'd like to register, pghpriest.com. That's pghpriest.com, Quivatos Days. We'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.